Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
State Senator Jennifer Boyce is a Democrat from Herndon who's been working for years to eliminate the sales tax on feminine hygiene products. This year, she was able to work with Republicans to craft a compromise, reducing the sales tax on these products. It's part of an ongoing suite of policy objectives advocates call menstrual equity.
As we have women in leadership positions, we find that we're bringing these kinds of things up. This is an important thing. I've been around the country talking about this.
Last year, it was ensuring jails and prisons made these products available at no cost on demand. This year, it was the sales tax. Next year, it'll be the schools.
We need to make sure that menstrual supplies are as accessible in school as technology or books.
That's Holly Siebold, founder of a group known as Bringing Resources to Aid Women's Shelters.
My organization, Bras, has been distributing pads and tampons to schools with high truancy rates for over the last 4 years. And we have witnessed firsthand the positive impact that access has had on the students we serve.
Siebold says the next objective is to make sure pads and tampons are available in school restrooms across Virginia, not in the school nurse's office. I'm Michael Pope.